One of Ireland's church leaders at the forefront in dealing with this crisis is Archbishop Dermot Martin, appointed head of the Dublin Archdiocese in 2004. He spoke recently to Philippa Hitchin about this issue.
Many of the priests, many of the abusers are in jail. Many of them have been brought to justice, if you like. Do you think there should be some way in which church leaders should take responsibility for this in a more open, more public way?
Criminal responsibility, it's the task of the police to investigate and the director of public prosecutions to prosecute. But in many cases, these cases have been examined. There are also worries as to whether the law is adequate. The framework of law is adequate for the protection of children, and that the powers given to the health executive and to the police may not be adequate. One thing is that many of these abusers were at times in total denial, at times extremely devious. The problem was that decisions were taken, you know, not to treat their offences as seriously as they should. Maybe bishops were deceived. The problem is decisions were taken which permitted other children to be abused. Now, on the other hand, you know, it has to be said that a huge amount of progress has been made in Ireland into the application of child protection norms in the church. And it isn't simply about detecting, it's about protecting. I think, for example, in every parish now we have people who have got a responsibility to... It's not rocket science, it's common sense in many ways, to keep their eyes open, look out for behaviour on the part of a priest or anybody else in the parish which seems strange, worrying in their relationship with children. And not to get involved in investigating, but simply to get that, to tell the professionals where this is happening. I've heard very sad stories of people saying to me, what happened to me was actually, it was known that there was a problem in the parish. And people didn't seem to know how to deal with it. So that this type of ongoing safeguarding measures will be able to identify problematic behaviour at a much earlier stage and to deal with that professionally and to hopefully... It's not going to be possible ever to eliminate, but you have to do everything you can to make sure that that risk is least.
What kind of long-term damage do you think has this done to the church in Dublin?
I can see that when there's talk about the abuse of children, parents think of their own children, and parents themselves will have had real difficulties of confidence in and the safety of allowing their children to take part in church activities. I think parents are extremely annoyed at the way that the abuse. Knowledge about abuse was handled. They think in terms of their children, and there has been a real crisis of confidence on the part of many parents. You can't expect confidence to be rebuilt overnight. It's a question of rebuilding that, of showing that the measures are there, of clearly expressing not just regret and apologies, but in many ways, shame about what happened. And I know from what I hear that parents want these strong protection measures to be applied and there to be no compromise.
On the other side, this has also taken a devastating toll on the morale of the priests in the Your Archdiocese, hasn't it? What can you do about that?
I think the priests, you know, when they day after day hear about this matter, it's like it's an aggression on their work, and it's very hard. The first thing is that they have to accept the fact that this happened. And there's also a tendency to go into denial, and to show everybody going forward that we are all working for a church in which children would be safe, and to recognise that good child protection measures are good priest protection measures, and to go forward. The last thing this is a particular period when the church needs to enter into a new dialogue with young people, and it would be tragic if priests felt inhibited in that. Parishioners know and recognise good priests. And I believe from their own parishioners and lay people, those priests will get the courage and the strength to recognise how important their own mission is.
Finally, you came in as Archbishop of Dublin. You've been dealing with this for a number of years now. What kind of toll does it take on you personally?
You know, it can be very tiring, emotionally draining, when you listen. It isn't just listening to people telling their stories, but when you see, you know, what they've gone through, it can't but be emotionally draining. But you know, you come in, you have to do a job, and that's it. I hope that we can now move on to the other tasks that at times may have been neglected a little bit during this. But this is a chapter in the history of the Archdiocese of Dublin, which is a sad chapter. It will remain there. You just can't deny that. The church has to change. And I believe that we will be the better for having fully addressed this chapter. And we have to be, you know, very vigilant in our training of priests. But in the midst of all this, I've never lost my optimism that we are moving in the right direction on a whole series of fronts.